This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The agreement that created Lee County's Consolidated Emergency Dispatch Center, known as LECOM, expires in about 5 weeks. The center is currently funded by 10 members that include the county, 8 incorporated cities, and the county's Emergency Management Commission. 9 of those 10 have agreed to and signed a 5-year extension, but the 10th remains opposed to that proposal, and it now appears that opposition will soon result in litigation. Tri-State's Public Radio's Jason Parrott reports.
Keokuk City Administrator Aaron Burnett spent most of a recent afternoon in meetings. A couple hours in a small room on the first floor of the South Lee County Courthouse, and a couple hours in City Hall's second-floor council chambers. At the end of the night, there was an air of inevitability in his answers to questions about what had happened during the previous 6 hours.
Unfortunately, I think that we're moving towards litigation because of inaction to address the questions of Keokuk by the control board and LECOM.
Burnett has made Keokuk's stance clear for months. City leaders will not sign what they consider a flawed document to extend LECOM for another 5 years. The city has concerns about the duration, the requirements to amend the agreement, the lack of an exit clause, funding, and the procedure for addressing member complaints.
We have a responsibility to the taxpayers and citizens in Keokuk to ensure the highest quality service possible and accountability for how their tax dollars are spent by an entity.
Burnett was optimistic that Keokuk's concerns would be considered late last week during a meeting of the LECOM Oversight Board. The board members filed into the courthouse at about 12:45, taking their seats around a couple long wooden tables pushed together. The agreement came up 45 minutes in. Burnett was starting to make his case to reopen the agreement when West Point Mayor Paul Walker took out a worn copy of Robert's Rules of Order. Walker opened the book and said there must be a valid reason for the board to reconsider the agreement because it had already signed off on the deal months ago.
You can't just say, well, let's discuss this today. And those valid reasons are usually incorrect information that we received, something wasn't legally done correct, or things like that, which I don't think anything that we've done has been illegal.
Walker says the board's time would be better spent addressing concerns of LECOM's dispatchers and its members regarding quality of service.
But we're still trying to hash out a 28 agreement that's already been voted on. It's been signed by all parties but one. And here we are talking about it again.
Burnett disagreed with Walker on his view of the 2080 agreement, which allows two or more government agencies to work together on a project, such as a dispatch center or a landfill. Burnett says Keokuk feels that altering the current agreement would make it easier to address problems or complaints facing the board.
I'm not forcing anything upon any party within this room. I'm hoping that we can address the issues that we have outlined for many months. I mean, these aren't new issues that Keokuk brought up. I think the whole time I've been here, we've been talking about it.
Keokuk Police Chief Dave Hinton added that the city offered solutions when the current extension was being drafted.
The considerations that we asked for, why we were supposed to be working on 2080, were not listened to at all. And that is the version of this board passed. So to say that our considerations were listened to, that we all agreed upon it except for Keokuk, is not necessarily accurate. I mean, it's just not right.
Lee County Sheriff Jim Scholl rejected Hinton's claim, stating the board considered all of the city's concerns in December.
And as a board, voted on what's out there today is the proposed new agreement. So you want to say we didn't sit there in those meetings and listen to your considerations. We discussed all of that.
The back and forth lasted about 35 minutes and got heated at times. Towards the end, Scholl took it upon himself to summarize what he felt was the stance of the majority of the board.
Aaron, I think the flavor around the table today is a big no, in my mind. Not calling for a vote or anything.
A vote was called, though, to extend the current deal by 2 months. It was rejected 6-3. Those in the minority are all from Keokuk. Burnett asked for clarification as to whether Keokuk residents would be taxed for LECOM services if Keokuk left the organization. Paul Walker responded quickly.
Find out. Get a lawyer. Find out. You got one. I'm tired of being accused of litigation against us and stuff like that.
Burnett relayed the details of the LECOM meeting to the city council during its meeting a couple hours later, including the get a lawyer line. After the final gavel sounded and the local access television feed was cut, Burnett remained seated behind his nameplate. Despite the long afternoon, his tie remained knotted in place, and he kept his suit coat on as he chatted with a couple aldermen for a few minutes. Eventually, he said Keokuk is preparing both for litigation and for the possibility that it will have to reopen its dispatch center.
We've had conversations with statewide agencies, and we've also had conversations with vendors on updating the dispatch equipment that we currently have.
On July 1st, someone will answer the phone if a Keokuk resident calls 911. But who that someone is and for whom they work is far from certain. That uncertainty is sure to grow over the next 5 weeks, especially if Keokuk refuses to sign the agreement to extend LECOM and makes good on its threat of litigation. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.